This is Earth Files, the award-winning news site with the latest updates in science, environment, and real X-Files. Podcasting in-depth reports beyond the 6 o'clock news by Emmy Award-winning journalist Linda Moulton Howe.
Crop circles in England usually begin in April, but April 2009 broke all previous records. Between April 14th and April 29th, there were six crop formations laid down in oilseed rape, also known as canola, in Wiltshire County, England. You can see all of them in aerials and beautiful ground shots at my news website, www.earthfiles.com. At the top of my headlines page are links to my two-part news update, first 2009 UK crop formations counting down to 2012. Five are described as, quote, the most elaborate and geometrically sophisticated oilseed rape formations that have occurred in British crop circle history, close quote. Those words were said to me by longtime crop formation researcher Charles Mallett, who runs the Silent Circle Information Center in Calne, west of the ancient stone circle of Avebury. A recent formation reported in the Lidington Castle region is so hard to find that no one knows for certain when it formed, and only two ground photographs have been released so far, and you can see those at earthfiles.com. But Charles Mallett got into the sixth formation on April 29th at Roundway Hill, southwest of the ancient Avebury stone circles. In a phone interview, Charles told me that this brand new formation is also impossible to see from the ground because it is right on top of Roundway Hill and can only be seen from the air. In fact, it was spotted from an airplane on the early morning of April 29th, and eyewitnesses assume that it was made that night of April 28th to 29th. The beautiful pattern is 230 feet in diameter and has 18 arcs swirling from a center made of five rings around a small flattened circle. The reason why Charles Mallett, I, and others are impressed by the intricacies of these new large formations in April 2009 is that yellow flowering oilseed rape is one of the most difficult crops in the world to move in. Some varieties grow 5 to 6 feet tall and others 3 feet. Blooming oilseed rape is thick and tangles around legs. The yellow pollen puffs off in clouds, leaving green trails of disturbance wherever people walk. Yet the first 2009 crop formations reported in Wiltshire, England, between April 14th and the 29th, have been precise patterns in blooming oilseed rape. The third one, a sunburst pattern, stunned crop circle researcher Charles Mallett when his tape measure showed the longest length to be 298 feet, the size of a football field. Oilseed rape formations are usually much smaller. Charles Mallett has been examining plants and soils in patterns since the mid-1990s. After the first four amazing formations had turned up in only 10 days, I phoned him to find out what his experienced mind and eyes have been seeing.
These current formations would probably be considered the most elaborate and geometrically sophisticated oilseed rape canola formations that have occurred in British crop circle history, I would say. And right now, in April, we're seeing like really huge, serious formations. This has never really happened before, kind of unprecedented. The sunburst formation, inside the formation, because all of the 16 points, they're all different lengths, the sunburst effect, it's not a thing that you could really plot out on the ground and do it. It's like the whole thing just fell down in one big go, and it really looks like that on the ground. It was really incredibly neat, and my tape measure went tight at 298 feet. That is very, very large for a formation in this type of crop. They're very impressive.
Charles, I mean, we're talking oilseed rape, which is so thick and full of pollen. And on the ground, if I understand what you're saying, that as big as this is, that you were seeing so many stems that were laid down on the ground without a crunch or a break or a crease.
That's right. I'd say around about two-thirds of the plants in the formation that we looked at did not have breaking, crunching, creasing, crushing, snapping, or ripped off flowers, which come when people drag boards over those types of plants. Like 2 o'clock in the morning, get woken up by Mark Fussell from the Crop Circle Connector telling me that, oh, there's another formation. I think he's having a laugh, you know, because this is, come on, Mark, you know, and then just getting over that one. And so I went out right away. It's another big one. And we went into the formation and it was like, no way, this is really neater than yesterday. It's really sharp.
I have never seen where there have been the circles forming a triangle like this in oilseed rape before.
The plants are a slightly different variety or strain. They're actually taller. They're about 5 feet high, and the stems are kind of thicker, which means they're much more brittle, much more difficult to manipulate. But in this formation, two people that I went with to the big sunburst, they also went to this formation, and they were, wow, you're going to be really blown away by this one if you thought the sunburst was good. And so when I got to the formation, right away, you could practically find no broken stems. It was amazing. In the oilseed rape, I've never seen a formation that looked so perfect. It looks like a carpet of flowers. Everything is perfect. I'd say at least 95% of the laid plants I looked at had a perfect bend just above the ground, and the plants are growing horizontal, and it was pretty much consistent all over the formation. This formation is actually slightly larger than yesterday's formation. It's a fraction over 300 feet. It's about 308 feet.
Wow.
Very impressive. There's something deeply strange going on in that field the night before. This formation at Morgan's Hill I was very impressed with that. More impressed with that than I have been over many, many years with any kind of formation. The whole deal, very mysterious.
Well, based on your experience trying to move in and out of oilseed rape or canola, whether it is the tall 6-foot variety or the shorter hybrid that's lower, can you describe for a general audience how difficult it is to work in and move through oilseed rape?
They're very stiff and very brittle plants. If you just wade yourself out into the field, it tends to tangle around your legs. You walk out of the field kind of really yellow. You know, all the pollen comes off here, so you're kind of sneezing also. Considering the logistics and the problems with laying down a large coherent pattern in that kind of crop, it would be a lot more difficult in that kind of crop than it would be in something like wheat or barley. These formations that have appeared this year so far, they're pretty sophisticated, large, elaborate designs. Even in the smaller one, the east of Avebury, pretty difficult to actually see what it is on the ground because these plants are still relatively young. They spring back up pretty much immediately if they're not crushed to the ground, and that will obviously kill the plants. So you're walking around in a pattern which is very vague on the ground. I mean, they show up pretty well from the air, but in the formation over Avebury from the 14th, probably 60 to 70% of the crop was bolt upright, and the rest was kind of laid down semi-upright. So it was really hard to actually discern the actual nature of the pattern, where it started, where it finished, even in places. So they're not easy things to look at. I generally go there and look at the detail of the crop which is remaining laid down, looking for, you know, signs of human interaction or otherwise. And I kind of found the otherwise in both of the formations, and the damage that was observed in both of those formations was consistent with fairly heavy booted visitors. It's not an easy crop to walk around in. You know, obviously, if you're looking at an area 211 feet wide, but they look very pretty in the landscape.
Well, then, from your experience in crop formations for at least 15 years now, I think, would you say that these two in oilseed rape or canola in April of 2009 near Avebury are truly mysterious?
I'd say at this time, they are mysterious because there's no actual evidence on the ground in those formations which suggests they are constructed by people. I try to look at the areas as much as possible where people obviously haven't walked. And if I'm finding unbroken stems there, then I think, how can that happen? You know, when I try to bend plants down or push them down and just see what the effect is, they all break. And in these areas of the formation from the 19th, in the areas that were outside of the general walk path areas where people would normally walk, there was a fairly high percentage of the plants that just were not broken. But I'd like to just give you a real quick comparison, because these two formations, like, you know, I did visit these after they had been trampled by visitors. There was a crop formation in the same crop, oil seed rape, back in 1999. And just myself and my partner, we found that formation just below the White Horse at Milk Hill near Alton Barnes. So this was a brand new, completely fresh oilseed rape crop circle that we knew nobody had been in, because we were walking our dog very early on the first day, and we knew it was the first day. So that was an opportunity to go and have a look at a brand new oilseed rape crop circle. And when we went into that formation, there was not a single stem was broken. Every single stem had a rigid, hard curve just above the ground, and all of the stems were laid down very neatly, and everything we stood on, we crushed and broke. But when we first saw that formation, it was absolutely unbroken over the entire formation. Everywhere we looked, it was entirely unbroken. I would say that was physically impossible for any kind of mechanical device. Therefore, I would say that was completely impossible and completely mysterious.
What you're describing is a complexity inside of a very difficult crop.
I mean, I couldn't do it.
That breaks under feet, and that you have been in one that was totally fresh 10 years ago that leaves you with a kind of template of something that is remarkable and not understandable. And that goes right to the heart of the work of biophysicist W.C. Levengood in Michigan in the United States, who is convinced that the hard physical data from the soil and the plants indicate that some kind of a spinning plasma with microwave and some kind of electronic energy has interacted with many plants in formations that he has studied.
Clearly, there's biological anomalies in the plants, compositional changes in the soil. And I mean, these stems cannot just bend like that. If you shove a plank of wood down onto them, they break. It's as simple as that. The reference which I made to the 1999 crop circle as a benchmark, I was fully amazed by that, because I absolutely could not explain what I was seeing. And to some degree, in these formations this year, even though they were fairly heavily visited, there were elements of those crop circles that I fully could not explain.
And what is your own personal sense of some of the discussion now that many of these geometries are like countdown clocks, perhaps to 2012 December?
I think it's entirely likely. I mean, I have myself looked into the whole 2012 thing, the Mayan long count calendar, and these whole massive cyclic events that seem to come around in development of the human and consciousness. And something really strange and really amazing is interacting with the land in various parts of the world in various kinds of ways. It's pretty amazing. Last year, there was a crop circle down near Avebury, a huge crop formation depicting a solar system, our solar system, in fact, and with all of the planets in the exact place. And if one was to apply the design of that crop circle to the positions of the planets on December the 21st, 22nd, 2012, that crop circle was specifically talking about that exact date right at the end of the Mayan long count calendar, suggesting some kind of shift or transition or something. Incidentally, the farmer come along and trashed that crop circle, the solar system, a couple of days after it arrived. And about 1 week later, another crop circle appeared in the same field, which was a third bigger. It was like 800 feet wide, which was really bizarre. And that contained a lot of very strange symbols, which I think some did actually relate to ancient South American and Mesopotamian symbolism, again, relating subtly to the same date. The inference was that there is a critical juncture that we're heading to as a species, as a consciousness, as a collective, and that there's some kind of wake-up, some kind of transitional or some kind of evolutional event about to happen. And to my experience, the people that choose to interact with this, examine it, feel it, sleep in it, do whatever, just do their own thing, they come out enriched and evolved in many ways. And it's unexplainable, the effect it seems to have on people. It does seem to have a fairly deep, a fairly profound effect.
I agree with you completely about the profound impact that crop formations have had on me and people that I know who have been going there since the early 90s, yourself included. And one of the things that I'm thinking about as we're talking in April 2009 is astronomer Gerald Hawkins, who passed away a few years ago. But before he passed, he had confided that his personal opinion about crop formations is that they were being made by intelligences from another dimension, perhaps even from a dimension that would be beyond the moment of death in this dimension.
Sure, I would agree. From my own direct experience, you know, over the years, I, as well as many people, have seen very strange orbs of light and other kinds of transient phenomena in and around the crop circles. And when these things have appeared, especially close up to me, there is a kind of feeling and also a physical appearance of as if something is tuning in, rather than flying in from out there somewhere. It's more like something is tuning in, isolating a space and doing what they need to do. So I think the interdimensional answer is probably a lot more accurate than nuts and bolts flying saucers coming from other planets. Probably some kind of interdimensional communication system that is highly beneficial to the human species, if only we would be open rather than dumbed down by trivia, celebrity, rubbish, gossip, politics. This thing, it seems to behave in a really simple, really clean, really pure, kind of childlike way in it. You know, adults getting really excited about walking into a field of wheat, but it does seem to create that kind of effect because you're walking up those tram lines, you're walking into a space that is utterly mysterious, and you have to be completely open to everything. I think the most important facet of this phenomena is well beyond the physical.
Thanks for listening to this Earth Files podcast from the edges of science, environment, and real X-Files. Go to www.earthfiles.com to see more than 1,000 Earth Files reports with photographs, drawings, and documents. And visit Earth Files every day, every week, for new reports and new podcasts. That's www.earthfiles.com.